Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and today I'll be joined by actress and producer Roma Downey, who'll talk about the ways she is using media to bring people together in our divided world. She'll also discuss her deep spiritual friendship with her Touched by an Angel co-star Della Reese, and the ways in which her faith sustained her after the deaths of her parents. Stay with us, Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is Roma Downey. You'll of course know Roma as the star of Touched by an Angel, which ran for 9 seasons on CBS. And in more recent years, she and her husband Mark Burnett have produced the award-winning The Bible TV series and other faith-based projects, including the website lightworkers.com. That's because Roma's faith is an ever-present part of her life that stems from her upbringing in Northern Ireland. Roma has now written a beautiful memoir about the highs and lows of her life and the lessons that we can all learn from them. The book is called Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us. To tell us more, I'm pleased to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Roma Downey. Roma, it's so wonderful to have you on the show today.
Great to be on, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let me start with the most basic of questions. What is the origin of the title Box of Butterflies?
Box of Butterflies really was inspired by a Valentine's gift that my husband, Mark Burnett, gave me.
Mm-hmm.
He took me out into our garden a few years ago with a very light box and suggested that I open it very gently, which I did. And to my absolute delight and surprise, what flew out of the box were a little flock of butterflies. And Mark knew that all through my life, butterfly had been a symbol, a reminder of my mother who had passed when mm-hmm. I was a little girl. A butterfly has always shown up for me when I felt that I needed a reminder that she was still around or that God was around and loving me. And so the butterfly has just been a symbol of hope and comfort and assurance. And so when Mark gave me the gift, I had already been very slowly writing this book, and I just thought, God, that would be the perfect title, imagining that the butterflies are all the blessings, symbolic of all the blessings in our lives.
Yeah.
And it just kind of stuck, Box of Butterflies.
No, it's beautiful, and it works perfectly. And really, some of the best parts of the book are when you write about your late mother, Maureen. And I'm curious, I mean, she died when I think you were 10 years old, you write in the book, but how did her love make you the woman that you are today, even though you only knew her for such a short period of time?
I know, I mean, I really think the woman I became was defined by this enormous loss a week before my 11th birthday.
Mm.
My young mother unexpectedly died of a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and nothing could have prepared us for the absence that her loss created in our lives. It was as if the color had been removed and the lights had been turned out. And at the time, my father really leaned into prayer to help us cope and get us through that very painful time. And of course, we had the promise through our faith and the hope that we would see our mother again. But I was still just a little girl, and I really missed my mom.
Sure.
My dad took me up to the cemetery for that first Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought with us, Tony, a bunch of pansies, because my mom loved pansies. She always said they reminded her of little butterflies. And
yeah.
As we were placing those flowers on her grave, a real butterfly flew by, and my dad said, "Oh, would you look at that wee butterfly? That could be your mother's spirit." And so that was sort of the beginning of the butterfly helping create some sort of comfort. And, you know, and I missed her all through my life. I still miss her.
Sure.
I'm a grown woman with grown children of my own, and there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of my mom and imagine what she, you know, how she would have loved to have met my kids.
Yeah.
How she would have loved the life that I created. Doesn't anybody out there that has ever lost their mom or their dad, you know. I don't think you can be too old to feel, you know, the ache inside of losing someone that you love. And I wrote this book really hoping that it would be a comfort to somebody who has experienced loss. And, you know, it's the book is written with a narrative, of course, it is the story of my life, but it's really how God has shown up repeatedly in my life.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I'm talking to Roma Downey. We're discussing her book, Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us. Now, you write in the book that you grew up in Ireland during the times of the Troubles when Catholics and Protestants really hated one another. And I'm thinking, you know, now in the United States, it's such a divided time. And I was wondering, how were you yourself able to avoid being sucked into that hate that was going on over there?
Well, I really had, my father was an extraordinary man, mm-hmm. and he always emphasized the need to, you know, to treat people the way you would want to be treated, mm-hmm. to be treated, to treat people with love and respect, and to have tolerance, and even though we may have had different opinions in our community, you know, that that clearly violence and hatred wasn't the answer. But I grew up in a terribly segregated time, Tony. I grew up in the city of Derry, mm-hmm. which is also called Londonderry, but Protestants called it Londonderry and Catholics called it Derry. And over the course of the height of the violence there, for the most part, Protestant people moved to one side of the River Foyle, and we Catholics lived on the other. And never the twain did meet. You know, we had our own places of recreation. We had our own community centers. We had our own places of worship. You know, we had our own shopping centers. And really, I probably was well into my middle teens before I knowingly hung out with a Protestant.
Okay, wow.
It's really with great, you know, pride and gratitude that when I visit Derry, as I try to each year, mm-hmm. that you see a community that has healed and a community that has finally managed to reach out across that river to each other. And now there's a bridge has been built, a walking bridge, which is aptly called the Peace Bridge, and there's a natural flow of the community from one side to the other. And, you know, I'm all about trying to build bridges where we can and how we can. And, you know, because I have seen firsthand how that can just drive how can drive society apart. And it is. It's very, very fragmented time that we're living in.
Yeah.
There seems to be so much hurt and fear and suspicion, and, you know, we just hope and pray that people will just start recognizing that we all belong to each other.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Your father had the right idea, teaching the golden rule, and it seems obvious, but we so don't often live by it. So I think it's an important message that you share just now, that you share in the book. I'm talking to Roma Downey. Her book is called Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. And, you know, you were talking about your faith before, and there's something you said in Box of Butterflies that stood out to me. You love the poems of Mary Oliver, you say, and you note that one of the reasons is that her words remind you of, quote, the simplicity of faith. Now, we often make faith very complicated sometimes. Why do you see simplicity in faith when it comes down to the basics?
Well, because I think it's really about, you know, that, you know, it's one thing to have the rituals of our faith, and mm-hmm. it's another thing to really experience, you know, the quiet, still voice of God in your own heart. And for me, I have always felt most connected to God and to Spirit in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably why Mary Oliver's poetry resonates with me is so much of it is in the detail of nature. And that, you know, I find sometimes standing at the ocean or standing in a forest or, mm-hmm. you know, seeing the beauty of creation. I'm very fortunate to live near the seaside, and I've always been drawn to the sea. I've always done my best thinking next to the sea because there's something just in the vast scale the magnificence of the oceans of the world to put into perspective, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes our troubles, we feel overwhelmed, and yet in the greater perspective of it all, we can hand it over. And so nature has just been it's been very healing for me throughout the course of my life. And I also took written a chapter in the book, Tony, on gratitude, because I think that gratitude is so key to feeling at peace in your own life. And you know, I know myself that comparison can be the thief of joy. You know, if your life is good, and you but you look over across the street and you think somebody's life is better, or they have something you don't have, and it can immediately just steal your happiness in a heartbeat. And I just have found if we really just concentrate on thanking God for what we've got, for counting our blessings, and focusing on what we have, that it really, it can, you know, it can just change your, can change the mood of the day, you know, because we always have a, we have a choice, don't we, at every moment of how we're going to feel about something.
Absolutely.
And a couple of things, little tools that I had learned along the way were just throughout the day, every time I wash my hands, I know this might sound overly simple, but sometimes it's in the simple that can be the most helpful. But every time I wash my hands, I remember to say, thank you, God. As the water hits my hands from the faucet, I say, thank you, God. Thank you for my blessings. And I must wash my hands in the winter at least maybe 20 times a day. And you know, and you think, oh, I'll remember all day to be in gratitude until the first phone call, you know, from work, the first stressful thing that has to be dealt with, the first worry over one of your kids, you know, and it can throw you, your whole balance out. And then the next thing, I'm washing my hands, and I just remember to go back into gratitude.
Thank God.
And it really has made such a difference in my life. A very simple thing, but a very powerful tool.
No, that is a wonderful idea, and it's a reminder that, you know, we take our water faucets here in the United States for granted. There are parts of the world where they don't have access to water like we do here, so it's
that's absolutely the
perfect timing there. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up, and I'm talking to Roma Downey about her book, Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us. Now, the book opens with a note from your dear friend and your adopted mother, Della Reese. Now that she's no longer with us physically, how does having her words in your book keep her memory and spirit alive for you?
Well, you know, Tony, Della passed away only at the end of last year, and of course, my book had just been delivered to the publisher. So when she wrote this beautiful foreword, we didn't know that it would be, you know, that she would, that she was going to pass. She was just such a blessing in my life. I mean, if I'm, if my book was looking for the unexpected blessings all around, Della Reese really came into my life as such an unexpected blessing. We were fortunate enough to be cast together in our TV show, Touched by an Angel. For any of your listeners that ever watched that show, Della, of course, plays the feisty angel Tess, and I played the naive, gentle angel Monica. And, you know, it was providential that we would be brought together. While we were working together, the relationship that you would have seen on screen in the characters was reflected very much and the relationship that we had together off screen. We just loved each other. We met each other, and it was as if we'd known each other our whole lives. And then the most extraordinary thing, a heartbreaking thing, occurred in Della's life, because her only daughter, Dumpsy, passed away unexpectedly while we were working together. And not long after that heartbreaking incident, Della took me aside, and she said, you know, baby, God is so amazing. I always knew that he brought me into your life because you needed a mother. She said, I just didn't realize that he was bringing you into my life because I was going to need a baby girl. Will you be my daughter?
Wow.
And I said, yes, I will. And she said, then I am your mama. And she was my mother for 20 years. And, you know, her wisdom, her love, her strength, her courage, mm-hmm. all just stood to be such an inspiration to me. She is godmother to my own daughter, Riley.
Yeah.
And so you see resonating throughout this book is this mother-daughter theme,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my gratitude to Della and all that she brought to my life. So it's very special to have her write the foreword, to have her be part of Box of Butterflies,
yeah.
And to honor her memory and continue her legacy, because she truly was an extraordinary woman.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to meet her only briefly about 20 years ago when she was doing a book tour for her own memoir, Angels Along the Way. And I remember her as having this real gravitas when she entered a room and just this very pleasant, friendly personality. So she really seemed like she was
larger than life. She would come on the set of Touched by an Angel, and we probably had to give at least 15 or 20 minutes just for her to get round the room, because she hugged everybody. It was like equal opportunity hug, whether you were the star of the show,
mm-hmm.
whether you were the director, whether you were the janitor making the cups of tea. She came into a room, she said, "God bless everybody in here." And then she just went around the room and shared the love. And she just changed the energy in the room. You know, she
yeah.
truly was an angel, one of the most remarkable women I've ever known, and it was just a great privilege for me to have been able to love her and to have been loved by her.
Yeah, yeah, and you remember her beautifully in this book. I am talking to Roma Downey about her book, Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us. Since we're talking about Touched by an Angel, I want to just touch on one of your other media projects, Lightworkers.com. Talk about that project, because this is something really novel online. Tell us about how this is bringing people together, bringing people seeking for good news and hope.
Well, you know, I really believe that this sort of digital era is upon us. And, you know, it's a great way to tell short stories, snackable content. You know, we know everybody's on their phones, on their laptops. And I really felt it on my heart that, you know, that there's so much bad news, and no doubt there will continue to be. But we needed to get some focus back on the good news, that we needed to have a place where we could go, where you could hear inspiring stories, where you could be uplifted, where you could be reminded that there are good people in the world doing good things. And that's what Lightworkers is. We are a digital company creating video and editorial content celebrating the good in our world, and creating it in such a way where it's maybe a 90-second video or a 2.5-minute video,
mm-hmm.
something that you can comfortably watch. It touches your heart, and then you can hit send it to your mom, send it to your kids.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, one of my favorite quotes, Tony, is that it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
that
the,
one.
The Christopher motto, yes, I know it
know,
well.
You know that one. But really, that's our mantra mm-hmm. over at Lightworkers. You know, we have to just keep trying, keep shining, let it shine. And, you know, it's like if you shine and the person next to you shine, we can make a difference.
Yeah.
We can't be overwhelmed by the enormity of heartache and be paralyzed. We do have to do something.
Yeah.
And so Lightworkers was my way of doing something, and people have been loving it. The response has been extraordinary. And it's just, if you come into lightworkers.com
mm-hmm.
or follow it on Facebook or on Instagram, you will be sure each day you get a little dose of something uplifting, something that will just add a bit of light and inspiration to your day.
Yeah, no, it's such a great website, and it's so important, like you're saying, to, you know, when negative news seems to dominate, people are looking for hope, and it's those small unheralded acts of goodness that keep this world turning and surviving every day, and they don't always get the attention they should, and websites like you.
No, they don't get the attention at all, you know, and so that was, you know, that was my heart to do that. Really, it's kind of the same heart that I had in the book. I mean, you could look back on my career, 30-year career now in television and then media, And, you know, the through line becomes quite apparent. And I am somebody who loves God, whose life has been touched by God. And mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful to God. And I, you know, in any way I can, through story, because I think people respond to story, you mm-hmm. know. I'm not a preacher, my intention is not to preach. My intention is just through story to see how people's lives can be changed with grace.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were able to do it on Touched by an Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I was able every week to be the messenger with the most profound message that there is a God, that he loves you, that he wants to be part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who believes that to be true, it was such a privilege to deliver the message.
Yeah.
And then my husband Mark and I had the exciting task of bringing the Bible series to life on the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Many people we knew said, oh, don't be doing that. That's, you know, who's going to watch that? And you're risking a lot, and, you know, nobody will tune in. And over 100 million Americans tuned in to see the Bible brought to life
sure.
in story, you know?
Yeah.
And we did the same with AD and a remake of the movie Ben-Hur, which, of course, had at its essence a story of forgiveness. And so this has just been something that I feel, you know, has been my life's work.
Yeah.
And to tell these kinds of stories and to tell a message of hope and and of redemption, and to bring people home to God.
Roma, my final question, because I want to get this in. You're involved in a charity called Operation Smile that you write about in Box of Butterflies. Just talk a little bit about your work with them and what it's like seeing the difference that that group makes in people's lives.
Tony, I have had the most extraordinary 20 years working with this group, Operation Smile. I am just so humbled every time I go on a mission with them to see what they give. They give freely of their time and of their talents, doctors and surgeons and nurses. And they go to third world and developing countries primarily where children have been born with facial deformities,
mm-hmm.
cleft lip and cleft palate, something that here in the States would be handled in the first few months of a child's life, but in the absence of a proper care in some of these third world countries, that surgery is never available, and the child grows up with a deformity that in many cases prevents them from eating, so they're malnourished. In many cases prevents them ever from speaking correctly, so there's an assumption made that they're, you know, in some way mentally deficient,
mm-hmm.
and then probably most horribly and cruelly is they're left with this just really ugly, you know, hole in their face. And, you know, to go through life with that kind of deformity is just a heartbreak. And so Operation Smile believes that every child deserves the dignity of a smile. And these volunteer medical staff go and create a very safe environment where these children can be healed. And I've had the privilege of being able to travel with them to the Middle East. I've gone to Africa. I've gone to
mm-hmm.
Asia. I've been down in Central America. And I can tell you, next to the birth of my daughter, there's a moment when a mother who doesn't speak your language, but who's so desperate, she's maybe walked through a jungle to bring her kid. She's heard a medical team is in town, and she hands you her kid with the hopes that a new life, a better life, might be possible for her child.
Wow.
And in only 45 minutes, and mm-hmm. at the cost of maybe 200 or 250 American dollars,
mm-hmm.
this child's life is changed forever.
Beautiful.
These surgeons do beautiful work, and then we get to hand this baby who was, you know, who had no face, who now has a face, back to a mother who just weeps tears of gratitude. And it's beautiful work. You know, they're really making a huge difference in the planet, and it's been lovely for me and for my family to be able to volunteer and to go and help in some of these missions and to try to raise awareness for what they're doing. And so, you know, I was able to write about them in the book because it was certainly, you know, a life-changing experience for me to get to travel and to work with them. Yeah. And their name is Operation Smile Tony, and anybody who's listening who'd like to learn more about them can go to operationsmile.org, you know, because we take our smiles. You mentioned we take water for granted. Mm-hmm. We also take our smiles for granted.
Very true.
And these little children so desperately deserve the chance of a normal life.
Absolutely. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I've been talking to Roma Downey about her book, Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us. I think this book is going to be a blessing for a lot of people. Roma shares so much of herself in it. And, you know, we just touched on a few things today, but there's so much more in the book. So pick up Box of Butterflies.
Tony, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, the book is just, it's deeply personal, but I'm so pleased with how it turned out. There's lovely design element to it, beautiful illustrations, and as you mentioned, the poem. I've woven other poems and scripture and prayers and things that have inspired me over the years into it. And I just hope and pray the book is a comfort to somebody. I think it'll make a lovely gift, particularly coming into Easter and Mother's Day. And,
yeah.
You know, I wrote it from the heart and share it from my heart and hope that it's a blessing in someone's life.
I believe it will be. Roma, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Tony.
Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
The most difficult trials in life demand that we dig deep within ourselves to find the capacity for courage that God has bestowed upon the human soul. But courage begins with an act of the will to persevere through pain, suffering, and even failure. To help you along that path, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Finding the Courage Within. It offers insights on building character, cultivating the ability to act courageously, and making sacrifices for the greater good. To request your free copy of Finding the Courage Within, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.